Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media concilia. Today's guest is Eric Wexler, and today's episode is brought to you by NetCertiv, Fotify, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate. It's an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new revenue streams with Pollinate where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. Eric Wexler is a franchise industry veteran who is now the Chief Development Officer at Premium Service Brands. Welcome to the show and congratulations, Eric.
Thank you, Jack, very much.
We're glad to have you here. How long have you been at Premium Service Brands now?
Hardly more than a month. I guess 6 or 7 weeks. I started the beginning of December.
Wow. So you've got it all figured out. All of the everything's ironed out. No more problems. That's fantastic. So congratulations on that. And before you got to Premium Service Brands, give us a little bit of your background and your history in franchising.
Sure. Thank you. Well, let's see here. It goes back a ways. I was a franchisee for Breadsmith, which was a European bread bakery. I was actually in your neck of the woods in Chicagoland. Prior to that, I was in the restaurant business out of college, you know, waited tables and tended bar, and like a lot of college students do. And I got into restaurant management. So I had some perspective in franchising, working with Brinker and Chili's. Restaurant brands, always on the operations side. But I was intrigued by franchising. I worked for large franchisees of Brinker. And then I was introduced to the Cleaning Authority in early 2003. I was interested in their business model, but one thing led to another. I was wowed by their business model. I ended up taking a job working for them in franchise development. First time I was exposed to the industry from that perspective, really working with a franchisor, certainly in franchise development. And I was part of the Cleaning Authority's growth, tremendous growth that we had. And at some point, closer to 2014, the management team of the Cleaning Authority formed Authority Brands. And the objective of Authority Brands was to create a platform and add other in-home service brands. And so I was the Chief Development Officer of the Cleaning Authority and of Authority Brands until the spring of 2019. And then I took about an 18-month hiatus and again joined Premium Service Brands just last month.
Nice. And just to go back to your early days, I want to start making a correlation here between franchise executives who started out as bartenders or waiters. I think there's a high connection there. Yeah. There's something about starting out in that service industry, taking good care of your customers and you know, sort of building rapport. There just seems to be a lot of guys and a lot of people in franchising who started out as waiters and bartenders.
Yeah, I think so too, actually. That'd be interesting. I'd be interested in that study. I will tell you that I've said to my children, and I'm sure a lot of people think the same way, working in a restaurant really does prepare you for lots of this world.
Oh, it sure does. It more than anything, it prepares you how to deal with people.
Yes.
Right. How to get that customer who's not so happy, how to get them happy and how to get them, delighted in what your service is. I think there's so much to be said for that.
They've had more than a little bit to do with why I'm not in retail or the restaurant world anymore.
Yeah. You did your time there and now you're out. Right. But let's talk a little bit about premium service brands. You have multiple brands here now, including 360 Painting and Pro Lift Garage Doors, Handyman Pro, Made Right, Kitchen Wise. It feels like to me, and we talk about this on this podcast a lot, that this sort of new world of staying at home and we're going to be in lockdown for who knows, another 6 months, 8 months, 12 months. It feels like those franchisees in those home improvement and home service brands are just ridiculously busy right now. Is that the case with your brands?
We certainly are busy and getting busier.
Yeah. I think this coming summer is going to be yet another summer where none of us are flying off to Italy or France. And we're going to be spending more time at home, maybe getting some things painted or getting some things fixed around the home. Tell us a little bit about your strategy with premium service brands as far as, getting in front of homeowners and sort of going deep with lots of different home projects.
Sure. Yeah, so maybe a little bit of a history. Our founder, Paul Flick, started his first franchise brands was 360 Painting.
Mm-hmm.
He started in 2006 and was very focused, of course. He had a background that led him to that, which is a little more nuanced, but was very focused on building a premium service brands within residential house cleaning. And as he grew that brand and as he grew his own infrastructure, even prior to franchising it, but just at his own unit level, of course, he saw what seems quite obvious to everybody that the customers, his customers for his painting service had other needs, so many other needs like we all do as homeowners within their home. And having established the relationship, having executed marketing and customer acquisition well, having executed providing the service well from a customer service and quality standpoint, he recognized that he could start providing other services to those homeowners as well. And so from there, he established Handyman Pro as a brand and a model. And he established Pro Lift Garage Door installation and repair as a model towards what he's referred to for years now of owning the home. How do you own the home and provide the services that customers need? And so he started with launching those three services himself, and then more recently has been in acquisition mode, acquiring another four. We're up to seven brands now. I'm not sure that you mentioned Made Right or Renew Crew or Rubbish Works, three of our new.
Oh yeah, brands. Renew Crew and Rubbish Works are fairly recent additions, right?
Very recent. Rubbish Works in particular, just over the last month or so, and Renew Crew not just a few months ago.
Nice.
Yeah. And so what Paul's doing, what we're doing at Premium Service Brands is not unique in that the platforms, plenty of franchisors have created what I think the industry refers to, what I still refer to as platform businesses, where you already have the marketing department, you have IT, you have the operational infrastructure already built out. So let's acquire other brands that can leverage those resources. Many of the other platform groups, which are owned by private equity very often, may acquire another brand for tens of millions or golly, even hundreds of millions of dollars. They're acquiring more mature brands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more difficult to accomplish what we're accomplishing, what we certainly intend to accomplish and are accomplishing now, when you are acquiring integrating.
Right.
Assimilating more mature brands.
Assimilating. Sure, sure.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're acquiring smaller brands, either establishing our own, as Paul has done three times, or acquiring other brands that are small, which we've done now four times, seven total brands. We'll have an eighth and a ninth and a tenth brand in coming months and years for sure. But smaller brands with a smaller footprint that allow, they absolutely need the resources of a mature franchisor, which we are premium service brands now, no doubt. But we can really pull it together and enjoy this, the synergy and impact the culture of the company and the leverage our resources in a really impactful way towards the ultimate objective of owning the home. So it may be something that I'll talk more about as you continue to ask me some questions, Jack, but knowing that a franchisee can come in, can investigate and go through the discovery process and conduct their diligence on an individual brand of ours toward determining that they can achieve their objectives, and an individual brand of ours, the support and the systems and the infrastructure paired with the right franchisee, which is a key to mutual success, of course, is making a proper match. That franchisee with that one particular brand and their one footprint of a territory can achieve a level of you know, ambitious results, no doubt about it. They're designed for an individual brand in an individual territory to scale up nicely. But having these other brands now and having giving a franchisee the opportunity to scale their business up vertically towards owning the different services that owning the home, providing the different services that a homeowner needs, rather than having a franchisee simply add territory horizontally, spreading themselves out geographically, which makes it more difficult, just practically speaking, it makes it more difficult to achieve the same level of scale that we're helping franchise owners achieve by stacking and owning the home. So there's a little bit about what we have going on, a little bit of a history of premium service brands and what our strategy is for the future.
I like that strategy much more than what we see with some other multi-brand companies right now, in that, you know, you're really looking at this as it's more efficient, not just for the franchisee to own the home and go deep with any particular homeowner, or maybe that homeowner's friends and neighbors, because we all know referrals are the most important thing on earth, right? But, you know, really getting away from that thought that some multi-brand companies have had that, well, you know, brand A is so different from brand B. We have to market differently. We have to operate things differently. And it's just a totally different thing. And none of this fits. And at some point in the day, you know, I kind of call that out and say, you know, if you're doing good service for a homeowner, it doesn't matter if it's handyman services or painting or whatever, you should be able to go a little bit deeper with that homeowner in your marketing, in your customer service, with referrals, and you know, really help that homeowner out, and not just as you called it, you know, going wide and just expanding geographically. So I think, you know, your strategy there and Paul Flick's strategy there is really the way of the future when it comes to home services, in my opinion, anyway. What other trends are you seeing in the franchise space, whether it's in home services or other areas that you're watching? What else do you see happening in franchising, maybe over the next quarter or two, or maybe throughout the year 2021?
Yeah, well, I alluded to it, as did you already as well. And it's been happening for a couple of years. In my mind, there's no signs of it slowing down. In fact, I think it's just going to continue to pick up and be the case. And that is this notion of platforming different brands. So to answer your question, Jack, I think consolidation of franchisors, whether it's a founder maybe having reached their operational capacity as a franchisor and selling to a larger conglomerate or family of brands that can be leveraged to continue to drive what that founder had established. Mm-hmm. Whether the founder is just looking to exit, you know, whether to a company like Premium Service Brands that is still privately held, or whether to a platform of brands that is held by private equity. I think we'll continue to see more and more consolidation. It's a cliche word to say synergy. I think a lot of people have tried to avoid, you know, the buzzwords like that, but
yeah,
I think it really is the right word in this case. When you, for premium service brands, for instance, there's whether you're providing the painting service or the house cleaning service or, you know, the services that KitchenWise or any of our brands provide, you're still essentially marketing the same way. There certainly are nuances. Mm-hmm. Some of our brands, and we put our brands into three buckets. One is a recurring service bucket. One is a project-based bucket. And the other is an emergency service bucket. And so there are nuances in marketing, and there are nuances in how the consumer consumes the service. But having one singular marketing department, having a franchisee having the ability to leverage the resources of one individual department, that again can provide the nuance necessary depending on which bucket the service is in, is very powerful. Having a franchisee be able to leverage one CRM, one essential, you know, support infrastructure, really is, it's a trend that I think we're going to continue to see. I don't know that the larger platforms that again are buying these mature businesses will be able to benefit from those considerations as much as we can at premium service brands, as I explained before, just by the nature of how we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But the industry, I think, will continue to see that consolidation. It makes a lot of sense.
Back in a moment after this word from NetCertive. NetCertive is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales to their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital advertising so that every market, every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetCertive knows that if you don't localize, you lose, and that there's a better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetCertive average around 20% more sales than franchisees that don't, while franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more now at NetCertive.com. Tell me about some things that you might see coming up this year as far as trends that maybe are some things that we should be on the lookout for, or maybe you want to sort of call attention to everybody that they need to watch out for and be aware of, maybe some trouble coming our way. Anything in franchising that is a little bit looking risky or worrying you right now?
You know, honestly, Jack, I don't focus a whole lot on that. I know what we need to do to achieve our objectives, what we need to provide our franchise owners to achieve their objectives, what we need to do to achieve our objectives at the franchisor level as well. There's so much opportunity out there in front of us all that I really haven't put a whole lot of thought into what some of the challenges. I mean, there are some obvious logistical challenges in sure. franchise development. You know, this is almost certainly the case for most franchisors. At some point toward the end of the franchise discovery process, they invite their candidates in for a discovery day or a meet the team day or, you know, whatever the term might be. Of course, that's all gone virtual for now. I don't know that trend is going to swing all the way back. For one, I'm very much looking forward to, and actually Paul and I, our founder and CEO, just had a discussion this morning of what's on the horizon as far as bringing back the live in-person discovery days. But I don't think we'll ever completely go away from the virtual now. People are just more and more, I think this is true way beyond franchising. People are just more and more used to and getting better and better at still being productive in their business, in their industry, in their job remotely over Zoom or you know, whatever the format might be. So, you know, I think like we've experienced in our lives, whether 9/11 or whether different economic bubbles that have burst over time. This is something that, and it's not for me to try to sound profound about this. What do I know? But there are some things we're not going to come back from. We've changed how we do business, I think, permanently in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there are some candidates out there who maybe will start a business that a couple of years ago they never would have, because it would have involved traveling halfway across the country, or, you know, maybe some other types of meetings that they just, they couldn't make that work. But if you're doing things virtually, you may have some candidates out there that that just works well for them, and they want to speed up the process and, you know, kick it off and get their business started. So yeah, I think that could actually be a positive thing going
particularly
forward.
In in-home services, right? As people stay home more, as people are more and more used to staying home, even just the 9 to 5 staying at home, right? You're working from home. The more time you're in your home, the more, the nicer you want it to be, the more effort you want to put into it, the more your eyes see things that you hadn't seen before, that a handyman can help, you know, provide a service on, or again, painting or whatever the service is. So people are recognizing that even as they're leaving their corporate world, or just because of the changes of the corporate world, or just what's been happening naturally pre-COVID as well, right? People are looking to satisfy their entrepreneurial inclination, and more quality candidates, savvy, ambitious, well-capitalized candidates are more and more seeing that in-home services, it's a business that they can indeed scale. For years and years, and still to this day, we talked about, you know, being in the restaurant business and retail and such a little bit ago. People have always, or have often, I should say, romanticized business ownership as owning a bar or a restaurant or something retail. It looks far less romantic now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right. And in home services, they were never really romanticized. You know, a really sophisticated potential business owner wasn't thinking, I want to own a business that cleans homes, or that, you know, pressure washes and stains and, you know, a deck. That just wasn't romantic to them. But now that has certainly changed.
Absolutely. Eric, before we go, I want to make a quick mention of a great nonprofit that Premium Service Brands has rolling. It's called Kids Lift. And I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to mention about that, or just let people know where they could maybe learn a little bit more about this this great way to give back to local communities.
Sure. You could definitely learn more about it just going to the Premium Service Brands website, premiumservicebrands.com. And there's a section there that refers specifically to Kids Lift. It's a great program. It's a program at the franchisor level, at the national level, but it was deliberately designed so that franchise owners at their local level can provide the impact of the mission of Kids Lift. If we had more time, I'd be happy to go into more detail on it, but certainly anyone that's interested in this really impactful program and charity founded by Paul Flick and Premium Service Brands, by all means, look it up. It's a wonderful program, and one that's near and dear to, I think, a lot of people's hearts, certainly to mine, and having gotten to know you just a little bit, Jack, to yours as well, and to Paul's. It's the main motivator, or a motivator, maybe not the main motivator, for the establishment and the work that Kids Lift does is Paul's daughter, Anne, who has special needs. And so more than just, or in addition to the charitable focus of Kids Lift, we wanted to establish something that children and young adults with special needs can participate in themselves and have an impact in their own communities themselves as well. So I definitely encourage folks to look up Kids Lift. It's really a great organization.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And we will have a link to that in today's show notes so people can find it easily. And then lastly, Eric, if people want to connect with you, learn a little bit more about what you're doing, or maybe they have some questions for you, where can we send people?
Our website again, premiumservicebrands.com. That's the consumer site that can get you to all of our brands, but it can also get you to franchise opportunities where you can learn more about the brands individually and our discovery process, the diligence so that a potential candidate could work towards determining if one of our brands is the business by which they can achieve their objectives. Folks can email me directly if they'd like. My first name is spelled uniquely. It's spelled I-R-I-C. My email address is my first initial I, my last name Wexler, I-W-E-X-L-E-R at premiumservicebrands.com. And I'd be happy to either answer questions directly or give whatever guidance I can so that any questions can be answered.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, my friend. Great chatting with you. And we look forward to talking to you again pretty soon down the road.
Thank you, Jack, very much.
Before we go, a quick word from Photify. I've had several people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'm using Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their teams the ability to make great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is how you do it. Sign up now at photify.pro. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.